Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to autistic people.
And is there any specific, like, age range or any, or just any
young people? Young people are like stuck in their in their lives. Nothing.
Okay.
They don't know what to do with their own lives.
Hey, before we start today's Thursday Thunder, I'd love you to listen carefully. If you're young, autistic, and feeling stuck, or you love someone who is, today's conversation matters. Today I'm talking with Tilo, the creator of the Audibro Show, a podcast offering doses of truth, humor, and connection. No masks, no filters, just real talk for young autistic voices trying to figure out what's next. Let's jump in. Thanks for listening.
Crazy. The craziest thing is it sounds completely different when you hear your own voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there is this bone inside that you hear your that there's like these waves in your
jaw.
These jaw bones.
Yeah,
you hear it and. And there's this echo chamber, and your ears can hear different lower sound.
So that's why you hear your own voice when you speak differently.
Yeah.
But then you hear the recording, and you think, oh, "Who's that guy?"
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's cool. It is weird though, because you hear people say about something about your voice, like, "I don't sound like that," and then you hear yourself. And you think, oh, I guess I do. Yeah. Hi, Tilo. It's nice to sit here with you. Good morning. How are
you? I'm doing all right.
Good.
Yeah.
We're here to talk. You have a podcast. We're here to talk about your podcast.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear about it. You have nine episodes now, right?
Yeah. I just started the second season right now.
Okay. Are you doing one season per calendar year, sort of?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I am.
All right, great. So I'm just looking it up here a little bit. I've listened to an episode. I really liked it. And you do mostly, it's mostly you? Just you?
I do have guests.
You also have guests. Cool. Yes. All right. So today you're my guest on my podcast and my YouTube channel. So welcome. It's great to have you.
Reverse psychology.
Reverse psychology. That's what I'm throwing at you. Yeah. So, your show is called, how do you say it? Do you say Audibro? Like that?
The Audibro Show.
The Audibro Show. So, it's a T, Audibro Show.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the first four letters of autism.
Yeah. Audibro. Cool. So, all right, I could read the description, but I'd rather talk about it with you. Mm-hmm. You are... Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to autistic people.
And is there any specific, like, age range or any, or does any
young people?
Young people.
Young people are like stuck in their lives. Nothing.
Okay.
They don't know what to do with their own lives.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. So young autistic people, boys and girls.
Just,
well, it's bro, a little bit more. Is it more boys or boys and girls?
Boys and girls.
Both. Okay. And they're stuck. They're a little stuck. They don't know what to do.
Yes.
Okay. And they're going to come to you for guidance. But you also say, doses of truth, humor, and connection.
Yes.
I like that. So you have some truth. You talk about the way it is, mm-hmm. I guess. And humor and connection.
That's true.
I like that. No masks, no filters.
It's very raw.
It's very raw.
Yes.
It's because you just record. Do you prepare your episodes?
I think about them a lot.
Okay.
I don't look at the script because otherwise it is going to be very emotionless.
Okay.
And
you make a script?
I don't make a script at all. I don't look at it.
Okay, but maybe an outline or something, or just a main idea.
I just have an idea in my head.
Okay, and then do you work through that idea before you hit record a little bit, or just like
that? If I think of something that I want to spew it out, yeah, I have to spew it out there and become
and hit record.
And comes like master, like I'm to a masterpiece.
I like that. It just comes out, spew it out, and you have a masterpiece. I like that model. That sounds great. Wow. So then, okay, as I was telling you earlier a little bit about, I've been talking about Donald Miller a lot in Story Brand, and we were talking earlier about, like, there's a hero with a problem who meets a guide who has a plan,
yeah,
to call to action to avoid failure to achieve success. So we already mentioned your hero. Your hero is the listener, and your hero then, artistic younger people who are stuck,
right,
and looking for some help, mm-hmm, guidance. Okay, so now we already have your hero and your problem. Great. So along comes you, the guide. Now you're the guide, you're the one with the microphone. You're the one with the podcast, mm-hmm, and the stories and the experiences. So do you have experiences in some of the topics you're talking about, or do you bring in experienced guests to your show?
I do have interesting guests. One was my mom.
Yeah.
As a guest with the safety of children.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you looking for more guests on your show?
Yes.
What kind of guests would you like to have?
You know, guests are in the business, you know, begeleider, you know, mentor that is helping young autistic with special needs.
Oh, wow. Okay. So he said begeleider. We are in the Netherlands here. And so a mentor.
Mentor, yeah.
So it's a mentor who helps autistic young people. That would be a nice guest?
Yeah.
That'd be great. All right. There we go. We have a call out there. So I know I'm sticking to this plan, but we had the guide, that's you, mm-hmm, and you have a plan, and your plan is your podcast.
Yes.
Your plan is helping young autistic people with getting unstuck. And your action one action we just mentioned is you're looking for guests to have on your show.
Right.
And it sounds like one, I think that's a very interesting guest, is someone, a mentor or a guide, we could call them, who helps young people, well, kind of like you. You're a mentor. Right? You're also a mentor. So you'd like to talk with mentors who help young autistic people. Any specific thing they help them with? Is it general stuff? Or I don't know what the mentors are helping.
It depends what kind of work they're doing.
Yeah. Okay. So there's different kinds of mentors.
Yes.
Okay. What are some examples of different kinds of mentors?
Well, there's one that helps me with doing the house chores, okay, once in a while, okay, like the social stuff.
Okay.
That's one of them. And the other one is helping me with the restaurants, you know, okay, as a waiter.
That's right, because you work at a restaurant, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, so they help you. Okay, so
yeah,
social stuff at home. And then restaurant stuff, so work, right, stuff, skills. Mm. Okay. And is that the same person, or that's a different?
That's different.
Okay, they're different people.
Different people.
And is there any type of mentor you specifically would be interested in, or any mentor would be good for the show, for your show?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's just put it out there.
They're all Dutch, so that's... That is very difficult for me to you know, listen for them because it's, you know, they're not very good at English.
Would you like to have Dutch speaking mentors on your show?
No, I think it's more, English is more international and people are, yeah. my demographic is more international.
Okay. So even if they are Dutch, like if they're watching this or listening right. to this and they are Dutch, you'd like to do your interview in English.
Right.
Okay. Or your chat, your podcast That's episode. Right. Okay. Cool. I like that. What other, I like this action item because we just put out an invitation to a mentor to come on to your show or to ask to be on your show, right? Maybe not right. everybody is a perfect match, who knows? But what other kinds of guests are interesting to have on your show? Are there maybe young autistic people? Is that an interesting...
I would love that, actually. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe with some kind of story or some kind of... Well, I'm so stuck on the hero and the problem and the solving the problem and the guide.
That's all right.
So I often think in those terms. So I think like if you had a guest who comes on the show, maybe they overcame something or mm-hmm. they have a plan to help others with how to get better at something or how to solve something. So an autistic young person would be also a good guest on your show. And English speaking.
Yes.
Preferably. Okay. But it doesn't need to be in the Netherlands. It could be anywhere, right?
Well, preferable here in the Netherlands, but I'm very flexible wherever they are.
Okay. And you have a podcast, right? It's not a video YouTube like this. Just podcast. So
just podcast.
So just you would connect by Zoom or something, phone or some way to record it. And all they would need to be is on the phone, or of audio.
I did it once with Arnold.
Yeah.
My mentor chef that I work with.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, cool. And that was in person, and you just recorded the audio.
That he was across the pond in Canada, and we're.
Oh. Oh, cool. Okay.
And we're, you know. I was asking him the questions, and he was answering the answers back.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, great. Okay, that's really cool. So Canada, anywhere, that's really cool. What is your? You've had 9 episodes. Do you have a favorite episode so far?
I mean. Season 2, episode 9,
yeah,
is my favorite one.
And what's the title of that one?
Listen, Young Men.
Listen, Young Men.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. Season 2, episode 1, I think. Right? Because it's your first one from this year. Is that right? Season 2?
No.
Is it just last week?
Right? It's episode 9.
Okay. It's oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I understand.
Season 2 episode.
Okay. You're continuing right. on the numbering.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Season 2 episode 9. Great.
Because I have a certain amount of podcasts.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, it's early in the year, and last night we did sort of a New Year's. Resolution or a vision board event, and what goals do you have for your podcast this coming year?
Well, I want to have a certain amount of podcasts, like a certain okay. amount of episodes.
Okay, and do you have a number in mind that you want to create this year, roughly?
Let's see. So. 2 times 11.
2 times 11. Okay, 22.
22, yeah.
2 times 11. Oh, is that because there's 11 more months in the year?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so twice a month for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds great. Okay, in case anybody missed it, this is the Autibro Show, and you can, AUTIBRO show. You can find it on, are you on all kinds of, let me see.
I'm on Apple Podcast, and okay. I'm on Spotify.
Apple and Spotify. Yes. Okay. And if someone would like to apply to be a guest on your show, I think they could probably contact you through the podcast somehow. Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Something like that. I have to talk with my mom how we work it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? We could also say, if you can't find them on the podcast or get in contact with Tilo, you can leave a comment on this podcast episode or on this YouTube episode, and we'll get it sorted out. So if you're interested in being a guest on Tilo's show, come find us. Come find Tilo. So go check out the Audi Bro show. It's on Apple and Spotify. You heard what it's about and who it's for. And he's looking for guests. And he's got to do 22 episodes this year. So he's getting busy. So I'm looking forward to more. And thank you so much, Tilo. This has been really cool having you on my YouTube channel and my podcast. And I wish you much success this year with your podcast.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Tilo. Bye-bye.
Bye.